I'm Rick Henson with this Southwest Iowa News update on KJAN.com. Shelby County Emergency Management Director Bob Seivert says the fire danger situation in his county is very dangerous and no open burning of any kind is permitted. Farm and harvest operators should take extra precautions, according to Seivert, so that the spread of fire can be controlled and you will know that extra help is on the way if it's needed. Seivert said fire extinguishers should be in every combine and tractors equipped with plows should be standing by, ready to build a fire break. The local fire danger signs will remain in the extreme category in Shelby County until further notice, and red flag warnings are expected to be issued for this afternoon and Tuesday as strong southerly winds, low humidity, and dry field conditions are able to create explosive fire growth. The National Weather Service has issued a fire weather watch that will be in effect for Tuesday afternoon and evening for Crawford, Carroll, Greene, Audubon, Guthrie, Cass, Harrison, Shelby, and Pottawatomie counties in the listening area. That'll be in effect from 1 p.m. Tuesday until 7 p.m. Tuesday. The Weather Service says southwest winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to around 40, along with low relative humidity, sometimes as low as 20%, and field crops, which are nearly cured and highly combustible, could lead to rapid fire growth Tuesday afternoon. In addition, the drying of grasses is well ahead of schedule due to the hot and dry conditions this summer. And if a fire starts Tuesday afternoon, rapid fire growth would be possible, and it would be very difficult to contain. A fire weather watch means that critical fire weather conditions are forecast to occur. Stay tuned for later forecasts and possible red flag warnings. Sheriff's officials in Mills County say a combine harvesting corn north of Silver City Saturday may have sparked a field fire that resulted in several acres being burned. Authorities said volunteer firefighters from Mills County and surrounding areas responded to the blaze near 287th and Carey Road. No buildings were damaged and no injuries were reported. One person was killed during a motorcycle accident Saturday near Underwood. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said a male victim of the crash was taken by helicopter to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha following the accident, which occurred around 6:20 p.m. Saturday near Pottawatomie County Road L-34 and Sumac Road. The man's name had not been released as of midday Monday, and no other vehicles were involved. The accident remains under investigation. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports one person was seriously injured Sunday afternoon after a car rear-ended a pickup that was pulling a trailer. Officials say the driver of the car, 35-year-old Chad Newberg of Newmarket, was transported by helicopter to the Nebraska Medical Center following the crash. A report on his condition was not available. The accident happened at around 4 p.m. west of Highway 2 near Jay Avenue, which is northwest of Yorktown. Authorities said 63-year-old Terry James Damon of Clarinda was legally parked on the shoulder of Highway 2, sitting in his vehicle and making a phone call when a 2000 Mercury Cougar driven by Newberg plowed into a trailer being pulled by Damon's 2012 Ford F-150. The trailer was hauling a golf cart, which was destroyed in the crash. Damon suffered non-life-threatening injuries during the accident. He was transported by Shenandoah EMS to the Shenandoah Medical Center. Newberg's car was totaled in the crash. The damage to Damon's vehicle, trailer, and golf cart amounted to $8,500. The accident remains under investigation and charges are pending. The Iowa State Patrol says a Central Iowa woman was seriously injured during a crash Saturday morning in Pottawatomie County. 69-year-old Bonnie Irene Frohick of Des Moines was flown by LifeNet helicopter to Creighton University Hospital in Omaha following the crash at around 8 a.m. Saturday on Interstate 80 westbound, just west of the I-29-680 split. The accident happened as a 2000 Ford Focus driven by Frohick was traveling east in the westbound lanes of I-80 near the 27.5-mile marker. A semi driven by 22-year-old Daniel Lee Rivas of Los Angeles, California, was westbound on I-80 and saw the approaching car traveling in the wrong direction. Rivas attempted to swerve into the right lane to avoid a collision, but another semi was already in that lane, making the transition impossible. Rivas' semi, registered to Schneider National Carriers Incorporated, hit the car, causing significant damage to both vehicles, which remained in the left lane for about 2 hours. The lane finally reopened to traffic. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, a Red Oak man was arrested Sunday afternoon on a possession of a controlled substance, marijuana charge. Officials of the Red Oak Police Department said 50-year-old Anthony Ambrose Hill was taken into custody in the 800 block of North Broadway Street in Red Oak. Hill was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 cash bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. And the City Council in Audubon this evening is expected to act on approving the purchase of general obligation loan notes totaling $1.585 million. The combination of GO capital loan and GO refunding capital loans will be used to improve the swimming pool and for airport resurfacing. and water tower water replacement plant repair projects. The council will also act on approving a route for the September 28th homecoming parade and other matters. That meeting begins at 7 p.m. in the Audubon City Hall. That's a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.